I want to say we're glad to see everybody in church today. May the Lord bless you for being here. And glad to have Aaron here this morning and Camden and Braden here. Amen. Of course, Liz. And glad to have Janet's friend with us today. Amen. And praise God. God bless you for being in service. Our scripture reading this morning will come from 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 18. First Timothy 1 and verse 18. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. Can you say amen? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for the privilege to be in your house. We have confidence in you this morning that your will is to help us and strengthen us. Lord, we need your anointing in a special way. We're fully aware of your power and your anointing that is able to quicken us and give us life. Calls us, Lord, to turn to you. We're also aware of our weakness and inability, Lord. I would depend totally upon you this morning. Pray that you have your way and meet us in these altars. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach this morning on holding faith. Holding faith. He said, Timothy, there's prophecies that went forth on you. And you must war a good warfare. Do you know this morning that we're in war? Amen. It's not our brother that we're in war with. It's not our sister. Amen. We're in war with evil. We're in war with darkness. Amen. And God wants us by His word. He said, according to the prophecies that went before on you, what God said, war a good warfare. Hold on to faith, Timothy. Hold on to faith. That's what I want to preach on this morning. Hold on to faith. Hold on to faith and hold on to a good conscience. Amen. The power of a clean conscience before God. Amen. My Lord, the power of a clean conscience before God. Hallelujah. You're talking about power in prayer. Amen. The Bible talks about that conscience condemning us. And conscience is given by God. The conscience is given to every person. And we'll squelch it out. And we'll push it down. We'll not listen to it. And I know the young people and the children is over in the children's church this morning. But it's important for us to learn to listen to the conscience. You shut that conscience up enough, it'll stop talking to you. Amen. Even a little child will reach for something and turn and look. Amen. They said that the little boy was walking with his dad, and there's an apple tree across the fence. And the little boy, of course, had been in Sunday school and heard about God watching and all that. And his dad said, boy, stay right here. And he reached over and looked all around and didn't see nobody and took a couple apples off that tree. Come back and the little boy said, dad, you forgot to look up. God is watching. That little boy had a conscience. And he said, hold faith and a good conscience. Some, having put away concerning faith, hath made shipwreck. Shipwreck in the storms of life. Amen. The storms that are raging. Amen. The rocks that are ahead that we can't see. I heard the story here a while back. Y'all might have heard it, where that I think Navy ship was heading in the dark night, and there's a ship ahead or a light ahead, and he sends the signal and said, turn your vessel so many degrees to the east or west or whatever. Sends the message, turn your degree to the, I'm coming, turn your vessel. And the message come back and said, you turn your vessel so many degrees, and it gave the opposite direction. And the vessel sends back, I am a Navy ship, destroyer, something, gives what all he is, said, turn your vessel such and such so many degrees to the east. And the message comes back, said, I'm a lighthouse, turn your vessel so many degrees. Oh, Lord, help us. We get to thinking we're something, we're going to make shipwreck. We must believe in God. We must hold faith. Amen. I'm a Navy destroyer. I'm a lighthouse. Hallelujah. Praise God. Many times, amen, we put away faith. I want to preach to you this morning. I'd like to preach this as the Lord would have me preach. Holding faith, believing God. Amen. I want to just mention this morning. It's been on my heart the last couple of weeks, praying about it, but we lose confidence in man. We're not supposed to put trust in man and confidence in man as to depend upon them. We're not. We're to trust God. But the devil will cause you to have faith in no one. And life will cause you to have faith in no one. A person said to me one time, I don't trust anyone. And I caught on to that phrase, and I felt like the Lord began to speak to me. And I'm not talking about putting confidence in a person above God. But you can't hate a person and love God. You know that, right? The Bible says, how can you hate your brother whom you see and love God whom you not see? And there is a fine line between not trusting no one and trusting God. Now, I'm not saying that I know you can't hate somebody and love God. We know that. The Bible says that. But the devil will cause you to lose confidence in everybody, because he knows if he can destroy your faith in everyone, then he's got a lot better chance in destroying your faith in God. Amen. If he can cause you to hate somebody, he'll cause you to hate God. And if he can cause you, amen, to not trust no one. I know people do us wrong, amen, but God will never do us wrong. I'm preaching this morning on holding faith. We'll get to the place where, and we get so battered in life and so beaten in life and so disappointed. Y'all still with me this morning? Can I get a witness? The Bible says a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. Amen. A strong city, Proverbs said, that city with those big walls and mighty military. Amen. And you're going to go against it and try to win that city. Said it's easier to win that city than to win somebody that's offended, because they've lost faith. We lose confidence. We lose faith. We lose trust. We lose confidence. Amen. The Bible said, holding faith. I believe, that you can lose confidence in people and hold confidence in God. And I'm not talking about trusting man or depending on man. But we need one another. And the devil tries to break down our faith in everyone. Now, I've had a lot of people do me wrong, or I feel like, but everybody is not my enemy. Amen? Everybody doesn't want to destroy me. Y'all are quiet in here this morning. I'm gonna stay on this just a little bit longer, and then I'm going to move on. I'm preaching on holding faith. When the devil came against Job, who did he use? He used his neighbors. They came, and the Bible said while Job was there, a messenger came and said, the Sabaeans have killed the oxen and the ass and the servants, and I'm the only one escaping. I come to tell you. Now, we know it was the devil, but the devil is so tricky. He'll use your brother, your sister, your neighbor, your friend. Amen. David said it was one that I went to the house of God with. Amen. Then the next thing, the Bible said they came and they told him, I may have it mixed up, but I know it was in this order. The devil used fellow man to hurt Job. And then the Bible said fire from heaven fell and consumed the sheep and the servants, and I am escaped alone. And while he was yet talking, somebody else came and said there was four attacks on Job. And we know it was the devil, because the Bible said the sons of God presented themselves before God, and Satan came also with him. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that he is perfect and upright, and one that feareth God and escheweth evil? And he said, doth Job serve God for naught? You know the verses of scripture. Said, you have put a hedge about him, but take down that hedge, amen, and touch him, and said, he'll curse you to your face. And amen, it's like they got in a little challenge right here. He said, okay, go ahead. He said, but don't touch his skin. Don't touch his body. Everything that he hath, all his bank accounts, all his horses, all his cows, everything he had, even his children was in his hands. But Job didn't know that. And so here the devil is doing it, and he uses fellow man to tear down his confidence in God. Now, we'd have been on the phone with a lawyer. Hey, those guys, come over there. Come on now. The Bible said, while he was yet talking, another coming, and fellow man comes against Job. And then the last is the wind from the wilderness. The devil used two very old tactics. God hates you and your brother hates you. You might as well give it up. Praise God. But it was the attack of the devil. The Bible said we're not ignorant of his devices. Amen. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Your wife is not your enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. That person on the job is not your enemy. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. That person, amen, but instead they may be used of the enemy to try to get you to turn your back on God and let go of faith. Holding faith. We got to hold on to faith. We can't trust man. Amen. Because when we have our confidence so much in man, we'll be so disappointed. God, help us this morning. Help me preach this morning, Lord. Because we can't give up on everybody either. The devil knows if he can destroy your confidence in everybody, that he can destroy your confidence in God. If he can destroy your confidence in every church, then he'll destroy your confidence in God. If he can destroy your confidence in every preacher, then he'll destroy your confidence in God. Amen. And I'm telling you, we got to hold faith. Amen. He said, there's prophecies went forth on you, Timothy. Hold on to faith. He said, and those that put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. They've crashed on the rock. Amen. And we're not ignorant of the devil's devices. He'll cause things in our life. Amen. To cause us to let go of faith. You look at others, you'll almost fall. What was it that Asaph said in Psalms 73? My foot was well nigh slipped. Hallelujah. Praise God. When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, what was it, Brother Curtis? He was looking at everyone else. We must keep our eyes on God and hold faith. Amen. And a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith hath made shipwreck. I want to preach about two things this morning, and I'm going to let you go. This is just simple preaching this morning. Amen. Just worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God, help us to hold faith. God, help us to hold faith. Get a hold on faith. Can you just squeeze your fist right there just a moment? Amen. Hold faith. God, help us to hold it. I want to preach two things. I believe what he said. about my future. Amen. And I believe that I will. And the second thing is I believe that I will win this battle. Hallelujah. I believe. Hold faith. Amen. God help us to believe what God said about us. Amen. No matter what trial we're in this morning, no matter what confusion we're in this morning. Amen. Y'all know Psalms Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11. Amen. He said, for I know, God said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you. God said, I know what I'm thinking towards you. I know what I'm thinking. Amen. Towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Amen. To give you an expectancy. And God knew he was going to turn it around for Job. God knew that he was going to help him. Amen. He said, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expectancy. And hallelujah. Amen. God's able to turn it around. I believe. Amen. What he said about my future. I believe what he said about me. That's why I'm going to keep going. Devil try to get you to believe there is no future ahead. Ah, we have the brightest future ever as the children of God. There's not a brighter future. There is not a better end to the story. Somebody wrote a song and said, I read the back of the book and we win. Hallelujah. I read the back of the book. Did you ever get in one of those books that is so interesting? Amen. You had to turn and read that last chapter before you got finished, because you just wanted to know how it was going to turn out. You wanted. It was too intense. I'm telling you, we're in an intense battle. And I wonder sometimes if I'm going to make it. But I read the back of the book and John said, amen, that he saw them clothed in robes of righteousness. And he said they stood on the sea that looked like glass mingled with fire. And they held golden harps in their hands. And they sang the song of the Lamb. You know what the song of the Lamb is? I'm redeemed. Hallelujah. It's the song of the blood-bought church. Amen. I'm redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Jesus. John said they sang a song. Hey, but Sister Bobby, they didn't just sing one song. They sang two songs. Woo! You ever been in church? And sing, you know, page 100 or something. Man, it feels good. We're ready to sit down. Wait just a minute. We got one more song to sing. John said they sang two songs. They sang the song of the Lamb, which I'm redeemed, and they sang the song of Moses. You know what the song of Moses is all through the Bible? The song of Moses, hallelujah, is the song of victory. Moses was their leader. Amen. But when they came through that Red Sea, he said, wait just a minute. Y'all ain't singing this morning. I'm singing this morning. Amen. He sang the Lord's song. Said the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. Amen. And the choir. Amen. And the other song leaders, brother and sister. And Miriam grabbed the tambourine and come out behind Moses. Amen. When all the Israelites' enemies and all those Egyptians was dead right there on the seashore, God caused the Egyptian army to wash up on the side that they landed on. The Bible says, amen, all the way over in Revelation, that John saw a number that no man could number. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, God help us. Amen, you talking about people from everywhere. The Bible said there was people from every language in that number. That there was people from every nation in that number. There's not one race of people that the devil got every one of them. Woo! Hallelujah! Glory to God. I mean, there's people going to hell by the millions. Whole nations going to hell. But God's saving at least one. He's saving some out of every one of them. Woo! He didn't just say every tongue, every nation. He said out of every kindred. My Lord, help us out of every family. Oh God, help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus. I know the thoughts that you think toward me, he said. Amen. Jeremiah was there. Amen. As a little child, and God said, amen. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. I wish somebody could get a hold of this morning. I'm talking about holding faith. Amen. Before you was born. Amen. God had a plan for your life. Amen. Think about these children right here. Amen. At this altar. You don't know who will be a preacher. You don't know who will be a missionary. You don't know who will be a man or woman of God. You don't know who will be a doctor. Amen. But God knows. And God knew before they was born. The devil said, I'm going to ruin their life. The devil said, I'll make them a bitter child. But God said, Jeremiah, before you was ever born, I sanctified you, and I ordained you to be a prophet unto the nations. Amen. He said, oh God, I can't speak. He said, don't say you can't speak. He said, because I'll put the words in your mouth. Glory to God. I'm talking about holding faith this morning. I believe what God said about my future. I believe God's plan for me, and I'm going to get a hold of it, and I'm going to believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Some put away faith. They made shipwreck. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Acts chapter number 26 and verse number 16, amen, the Bible tells us, amen, that Paul was standing right here before King Agrippa. And he's telling King Agrippa, and King Agrippa, amen, was married to a Jewish lady. And King Agrippa and his wife was there. And they studied. They was interested in the Jewish religion. And that's where Paul said, oh, King Agrippa, amen, you believe the prophets. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I know you believe. He said, almost you persuade me to be a Christian. My God, help us this morning to not be almost. God, help us this morning not just to come to the house of God. Amen. But like Paul said, I would to God that you wouldn't, not just you, but everybody that's listening here, wasn't just almost, but all together. Hallelujah. But King Agrippa was there, and he said, amen, I was Saul. Oh, amen. And a light shone from heaven. Amen. Brighter than the sun. Amen. And I said, who are you? It's hard to kick against the pricks. Who are you, Lord? You know what the pricks was. Amen. They'd put those, amen, those long pointed pricks of sharp iron, almost like knives. And when those oxen was plowing, they'd kick back because they didn't want to work. And they'd hold them pricks down there on them young oxen. And when they'd kick back, might cut their feet, it hurt, wound them. Amen. Many times we kick against God and it wounds us. But he's training us to plow on. Can I get a witness this morning? I said he's training us to push on. He's training us to pray on. He's training us to fast on. My feet are hurting. I've been kicking back. Amen. That's what he said to Saul. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Who art thou, Lord? He said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. Amen. And here he was standing before King Agrippa. And he said, the Lord said to me, but rise and stand up on thy feet. I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of things that thou which appear unto thee. Saul was persecuting the church, brother and sister. And God said, I'm going to save him. And I'm going to make a preacher out of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to travel the world and found churches. I'm going to make a missionary out of him. Amen. He's an evil, murdering man. Murderous man. He calls himself a murderer. Paul was a murderer. Oh, God help us. Amen. Before he became Paul, when he was Saul. Amen. But he said, I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Come on, somebody say purpose. God's purpose for these children. God's purpose for your life. life, God's purpose for your family. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are the called according to His purpose. Amen. I don't understand right now, but I'm going to hold on to faith. God, help me this morning. I'm telling you, the Lord laid this on my heart. Amen. To preach to you this morning, to hold on to faith. Amen. Because if you let go of that faith, there's rocks ahead. There's shipwreck ahead. Amen. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I believe what God has said about my future. I believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And then lastly, hallelujah, I'm almost out of time. But I'm going to preach to you, I believe I'm going to win this battle. Glory to God. I said, I believe I'm going to win this battle. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in the battle. Is anybody in the battle this morning? I know we're all in the war. But is anybody in the battle with your family? Your children? Is anybody in the battle with your mind? Is anybody in the battle with your encouragement? Is anybody in the battle with your health this morning? I know we're all in the war. Ain't we all in the war? Come on, church. Amen. You're in the war this morning. But how about that battle? Amen. That battle with your finances. That battle about getting closer to God. Maybe some prayers. Maybe something nobody knows. Amen. I believe I'm going to win this battle. Amen. The Bible said, I'm confident of this very thing, that he that hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, amen, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Hey, I believe God's going to help me win this battle. Amen. I've lost battles. Amen. I know we're going to win the war. Y'all with me this morning? We're going to win the war. If you stay in the boat, if you hold on to God, amen, his unchanging hand, you will walk the streets of gold one day. If you stay in his hand, nobody's able to pluck you out of the Father's hand. Amen. They may criticize you. They may talk about you. They may start every scandal and lie. Amen. But we'll win the war if we stay in the hand. Amen. Of the Master. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm talking about this battle. Everybody may be facing a different battle this morning. Oh, church, I'm out of time. But I feel the Holy Ghost this morning. I said we're in battles this morning. Battles for our health. Battles for our family. Battles for our soul. Battles for our sanity. Anybody there? My God, keep me. Amen. I believe I'm going to win this battle. I believe God's going to help me win. I believe God's going to give me the victory. I believe God, I'm going to hold on to faith. I'm going to hold to his unchanging hand. And I believe I'm going to come through again. I believe I'm going to shout the victory again. I believe I'm going to praise his name again. I believe I'm going to stand up and testify and say, God brought me through again. Woo! Hallelujah! I believe it. Now come on, I'm out of time. But we'll sit right here on this pew. Sister Bobby, we'll sit right here on this pew and know that we're going to win the war. Because I've lost a few battles. And the devil said, you're going to lose this battle. But I believe this morning, Brother Wayne, that I'm going to win this battle. Hallelujah! I said, hallelujah! Don't worry about the children crying. It's all right. We're adults in here. We worship God. Praise God. The devil get us convinced, you might as well quit praying for those children. You might as well quit praying about those finances. You might as well quit praying about what you're praying about. Amen. He'll jump on you. You're going to lose this battle. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something, devil. Amen. Glory to God. That song says, amen, stand square footed. Hallelujah. Stand flat footed with my hands in the air. What? Look him straight in the eye. Say, my foot's on the rock.
and my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, and when the devil comes a knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right square on my feet. I throw my head in the air. I look him straight in the eye and say, my foot's on the rock. My God, and my mind is made up. Praise God, I'm talking about holding faith. I said, I'm talking about holding faith. I got a hold of faith, and I'm not going to let go. I believe God's going to pull me through. Hallelujah. I know my Lord is going to lead me out. I know my Lord is going to lead me out. I'm going to pray and do the best I can. And I know my Lord is going to lead me out of this weary land. Oh, God. Hallelujah. I feel this in my heart this morning. Come on, Sister Bethany, I'm done preaching. Hallelujah, I feel this morning. Amen. The devil knows better than tell you, saint of God, that you're going to lose the war, because he knows you know you're going to win the war. But he's convincing some that you're going to lose this battle. What is that song, Brother Curtis? It said, and defeat is one word I don't use. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I know I've told it before. That's in a battle there in Britain. Many years ago, the British Isles, they had the drummer boy. Hallelujah, they was losing. They went to the drummer boy and said, fire up your drum. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brother Miles is a drummer this morning. Hold on just a second. I'm going to have an illustrated message this morning. Come on the drum just a second. You can just beat something on there. Somebody know something. Hallelujah. They said, play the retreat march. The retreat signal on the drum. That's all they had. The drum. That's what they had. The drum and the standard, the flag. Whatever the drum was playing, that's what they'd do. Wherever the flag was going, that's where they'd go. Just play something on there. You know? Come on. That sounds pretty good. Thank you. This little boy, he wasn't a trained drummer. He was just young. The only sound he knew to play was the march forward. That's all he knew. So they gave him the order, play retreat. Oh man, I don't know that. I don't know it. Well, I'm just going to play. He started playing march. Everybody heard it. They grabbed their weapons, their artillery, and Sister Liz, they begin to march. And history says they won the battle. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know the devil said, go in there and preach retreat this morning. I know go in there and preach some sad, gloomy message. Amen. Because they're so down and out. They're sick. They're discouraged. Amen. They don't. Oh, but I want to tell you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't have much degree. I don't have no degree. Glory to God. The only degree I got is DD, devil disturbing degree. But I come to play a march this morning. Hallelujah. And it is not a march of retreat, because that song says, amen, hallelujah. Defeat is one word that I don't use. Glory to God. I'm holding faith. I said, I'm holding faith. All I've got is a word from the Lord, and I believe that I'm going to win this battle. I believe that I am going to win this battle. Woo! Come on, get a hold of that this morning. Some of you, it's mothers or fathers. You praying for your children. Others, it's finances. Others, it's discouragement.
Some it may be help. Some it may be guidance. Amen. But why don't you just reach up, stand together, reach up. Amen. And by faith, say, I believe that I am going to win this battle. Watch out, the devil's listening to you. I'm in a place in my life right now. I'm in a circumstance in my life. And the devil said, you might as well give up. You might as well quit. Yeah, you're going to win the war, he said, but this battle, you're going to lose this battle. No, I believe that I, by the grace of God, am going to win this battle.
For this saith the Lord God, I am for your future. This saith the Lord God, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. This saith the Lord, it is not thoughts of evil, but it is to make you my servant and my man, my woman and my child. And this saith the Lord God this morning, hold faith. Believe me, saith God, for unbelief stops my hand at work. Doubt stops my hand at work, saith the Lord. And where I would work, doubt stops me, saith God. Believe me against all of the adversaries. Believe me, saith the Lord God, against the odds. Believe me, saith the Lord God, against the impossibility. This saith the Lord God, believe me and hold on until you can't hold on no longer. This saith the Lord, hold on and stand. Hold on and stand, for I will bring you through, saith God. I will do great things in your life, saith God. You shall be amazed, saith the Lord. This saith the Lord, it is like a dream. It is just like a dream what I will do for you, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Obey the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. 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 This present battle. This present battle that you're engaged in. This present battle that you're engaged in. This present battle. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Thus saith the Lord, I've heard your prayer concerning your children. Thus saith the Lord, I've heard your cry. Thus saith the Lord, there's promises that I have given you, saith the Lord. You know those promises. Thus saith the Lord, this present battle that you're in has caused those promises to seem impossible. But this saith the Lord God, I am God. This saith the Lord, I control all of the wonders. This saith the Lord, I control all things, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord, church. 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 Hallelujah. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord. Believe in the Lord.